Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Star Psychics Blog Talk Radio. That's stars with a Z because we're special. I'm Starscast and I will be your host for tonight, taking your calls and setting up the reading queue for the second half of our program. This evening we will have another great topic, so please relax and enjoy. After our topic discussion, we will be ready to take your one question mini reading live on the air or in the chat room. For now, on with the show. I love how I say that, on with the show. Well, this is Starscast, also known as Natalie, Miss Natalie. I own starpsychics.com, and I have with us tonight Stars Maya and Stars Aeneas on board to talk about universal laws, spiritual laws, how they affect you, how they might not affect you, and I think we're going to have a good show tonight. So, Stars Maya, are you ready to begin our topic discussion?
I am. Thank you. Thank you, Starscast. I am. We're excited, both myself and Stars Aeneas. We're very excited to get on this subject. We've got a lot of information, and I'll be checking back with you on the half hour to see where we're at with callers. So, yeah, let's move ahead. Okay, well, this is Stars Maya, and as Starscast said, the topic is spiritual or universal laws. Now, keep in mind that just like with everything, there is some interpretation within what those laws are. And even within the description of each of the laws, there's even within the actual definition, that can lead to interpretation. And then there can be like what I would call addendums to that. But the first one that I'm going to share that I feel is this one of the strongest and most powerful. And when I'm saying universal law, I'm saying that regardless of who you are, regardless of what your situation is, it's going to hold true. And that is like attracts like. So that means if we are thinking negatively, which is very easy to do, especially with finances, if we're sitting there looking at our bills that we can't pay and we're saying, I can't pay this, I can't pay that, the universe is taking that negative energy and it's returning it. And so that's one thing is like attracts like. And why it's so important, I feel, when you're seeking a relationship that you absolutely make sure that you've learned your lessons up to that point that you were supposed to learn and that you are balanced, healed, and ready for a relationship. The other thing that I do want to mention, and then I'm going to move it on, is that energy is matter, and everything in our world has energy. Energy cannot be created. It cannot be destroyed. It simply shifts its vortex. It shifts. For example, we can find crystals under the ground. Here in Arkansas, we have a lot of natural mines. And those crystals are alive. And so if we use those crystals to balance, to bring us peace, to heal us for whatever reason, there's a transfer of energy. And a lot of people don't understand. They think that you can destroy energy. For example, another good example is, you know, I belong to a paranormal group. And although we can remove the energy from that home or that person, we're not killing off that energy. We're simply moving and shifting. So we have to really be aware when we start to think at a higher spiritual level, it really can impact our lives a great deal. So energy is everywhere. It's in everything we do. It's in our thoughts. It's in our body language. And it's in everything that surrounds us. So let's turn it over to Stars Aeneas and see what he has to share with us.
Wow, that was great. That was great, Maya. Perfectly said.
Thank you.
It's pretty basic. I mean, what we put out there certainly comes back to us. And no, you can't destroy energy. It has to go somewhere. This new year, I kind of said to myself, I'm going to be very conscious about the words I put out there, because the words we put out there kind of linger out there and they build up. And I think that's when people start finding problems in their lives, putting negativity out there, having negative actions. Just saying negative things, all that stuff comes back to you. All that stuff comes back to you. And as for destroying energy, energy has to go somewhere. That's the fact. I mean, energy goes somewhere. be it a spiritual entity, a spiritual energy, a spiritual entity, a physical thing we destroy, it goes somewhere. And many times it's recreated. Do you agree?
I would agree. It's either recreated or it shifts. Like you said, I agree, Sarzania said, you know, it we can't destroy it. It shifts its place, you know, and you can even tie that into polarity if you ascribe to that everything has a dual, a flora and a fauna, and so the polarity is often negative and positive energy, and sometimes we have to detach, which is the opposite of attracting positive energy. We have to detach from the negative energy because we have to let that go, and we always send that, you know, out with good. But yes, energy is very important, and that's such a good thing that you're doing, because even I find myself, and I have to remind myself, and the listeners really need to pay attention to this show, because this is how you change your life. You, I also believe I ascribe to the thought that, well, that's funny, I said thought, I should say the belief that everything that we think is what is going to come. Now,
yes,
there is some karma, and we've talked about karma versus, you know, free will, and we can make choices, but definitely go ahead and what were you going to add to that, Sarzanias?
No, I was agreeing with you. I do like what you said about polarity, and I try to tell my clients, when things aren't looking so good in their life, that there is a polarity in life. Things that are bad will turn things. Something, a bad situation isn't going to last forever. A good one is going to come along. You know, so many times we feel stuck in one aspect, and we have to remember that for you know, every bad thing that happens to our life, polarity will switch and shift and give us something good. And no event lasts forever. But that energy is transformed into a different energy. And if we can work with that energy and take that negative energy and shift it around and, as you said, start using the power of positive thinking, been around a long time, it works. Just, you know, what is it they say? When you have lemons, make lemonade. Right, Maya?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Very true.
I think we just sometimes feel so stuck in a situation, you know. I know I have in the past, and then I just have to remember the sun comes out, and behind every cloud there's a silver lining.
Yeah, I absolutely believe in that. And I'm not going to keep introducing us since there's only one male and female. It's me, Stars Maya, the female voice that you hear, and Stars Aeneas is the male.
The dude.
The dude, yeah, and I'm the gal. And now I'd like to share a couple. There's universal laws that I've learned, but I want to share some that are kind of off the beaten path that my guides have taught me. And in working this business for like 35 years now, I've seen this to be true over and over again. But I did want to comment first on what you said, because I thought it was an important point. You mentioned when we find ourselves stuck in a situation, especially with relationships, when we are in, and that's a very negative, positive, like trying to charge the battery the wrong way, the battery's going to explode. When we're in a relationship that is constantly causing us distress, chaos, it's because we're not balancing, we're not attracting what we should. We are, instead, there is some reason why that is happening, and under universal law, we are divine beings, and we are meant to be happy. So that's important, because a lot of people get caught up in this, well, if I could just fix this person, if I could just fix this. There are some circumstances financially that are beyond our control at times, but there again, we go back to universal law, and we send out positive. So instead of saying, like I said in the beginning, I can't pay my bills, I personally, my belief system, as most of the listeners that have heard me before, is with God. But that is, now I should say that first. one universal law states that we are all interconnected, and that goes to energy. In order to be interconnected, we have to have some type of belief system. We don't have to believe in what I believe, but we have to believe that there's something larger, there's something bigger, there's some type of creator, source, something that ties us all together. Now, that can be a touchy subject for people in this profession because, you know, again, I'm not talking religion, I'm talking spiritual. So, Stars and Nias, what are your feelings on that being a universal law, as having to recognize a superior being or a creator or a source?
Oh, that's interesting. I absolutely do believe in a higher being. When you find him or her, let me know, because she is out there. She guides our life, energy, the spirit of the Lord, whatever you may call it. Personally, there's something out there. Yeah. Because people who don't have a concept of some kind of a higher being generally find themselves more depressed. I mean, it's a fact that people who have faith do much better. They heal better.
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
Emotionally, they're more emotionally healthy, mentally healthy. I rely a lot on my highest power. With some folks, religion's a touchy subject, and usually when it comes up with me, I simply say to them, hey, yeah, there's something out there that might be yours, that might be your higher power, but this is mine, and may my God meet your God, and we can come to a common agreement of, you know, yes, there is a great force.
You worded that perfect. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
But I think that's where the whole concept of, the Earth religions, the Earth Mother, the Earth Father, and that all goes back to polarity. But, just the higher power concept, yes, absolutely. You have to believe in something. You have to. And, you know, believe it or not, people might say they don't. You know, I think it was said there's no agnostics in a foxhole because, when it comes down to it, what's the first people, when people find themselves in a bad situation, I mean, honestly, we don't even have to say it. What's the first thing they do? Oh, help me. So, you know, I don't know. Yes, there's a higher being. Absolutely. I know he dictates my life.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Maya.
I was just going to say, I totally agree. I don't think that it's important that we all see that deity or that God, goddess, you know, Mother Earth, creator, source. Again, for me personally, it is the Christian God. That's not important. But universal law, there's certain principles of universal law that must come into play for universal law to work in our favor. And we do have to have faith in some type of supreme being, because the connection then, if you look at it this way for our listeners, the way I'm going to simplify it, we're all interconnected, and we're fairly equal in that connection as energy goes. Now, obviously, we have, you know, these outstanding piano players, singers. We have these gifted psychics. But for the most part, okay, our energy as spiritual beings living in the physical world is pretty equal, and it's interconnected at every level, even though we're not always aware of it. We would have nowhere to transcend to, and we would be without purpose if we did not have a strong belief system. So that's one thing that I encourage with clients. I don't preach to them. I don't try to get them to believe my beliefs. I just ask that they believe that there's something out there, because faith is the concrete or the foundation for everything which this planet is built on, spiritually and emotionally, I feel.
Well, I agree. It was funny because I was having a conversation last night with a friend of mine about interconnectedness, and I said, we're breathing in air that it was breathed in 100 years ago. We're breathing in pieces of each other. I mean, we're constantly exchanging, our air with each other. I mean, it's impossible not to be interconnected. And when we decide we want to tap into that, we're able to ascend and begin to use our intuition, be able to relate to our higher power. And then comes, of course, karma. What I put out there comes back.
Right. Now, so when Stars Aeneas, when you bring karma into these universal laws or principles, can you elaborate on your thoughts and your ideas in regards to what karma is and how it connects to, universal or spiritual laws?
Sure. I mean, that question, of course, that's a question that's been debated thousands of years. What is karma?
Right.
What is dharma?
Right.
Simply for me, karma is about, I went through a time in my life where I wasn't always the nicest person. I think we all went through that, maybe in high school, maybe later on in life. And I started realizing, I said, I got to change my life a little bit. I'm around negative people. I have negative thoughts, and I do negative things. How can I fix this? And I pondered this for so long. And then one day I said, the answer's right there. I have to start living a positive life. I have to start speaking positive. I have to start doing nice things to people, I guess, random acts of kindness. And karma's a big bank. And karma's not necessarily bad because there's good, of course, there's good karma too. But what are we depositing into those accounts? Obviously, we want to fix the bad karma. So to fix our bad karma, we start creating good karma and depositing that into the good karma bank. And then we can draw on the good karma, and that good karma comes back to us, and good things come back to us. But obviously, if you're in the red in your good karma bank and you've got a whole lot of bad karma built up and you can't withdraw anymore out of that good karma, guess what's going to happen? You're going to start drawing off the bad karma. And I don't know, I've talked to so many people that really are not spiritual people. They're just not. But they all agree on that principle. Most everybody will agree on that principle. If I do good things come back to me. If I'm a nasty, mean person, and mean people suck, I'm going to be treated nasty and mean. I'm not going to have positive things happening in my life. Everything's going to be negative. And that goes back to working the energy, taking a bad situation, working with that energy and creating something good for ourselves. And it can be done. It can be done through meditation, perhaps, through mindful meditation, I like. Karma is an interesting thing, but for me, the basic is what I put out there is going to come back, be it words or deed. Maya.
Right. That's kind of how I see it when relating it to universal and spiritual laws. To me, karma is we reap what we sow, and I also believe there's lessons that we need to learn, like I would venture to say that you going through that difficult time was perhaps a lesson you needed to guide you further into the realm of spirituality, into a place where you're more enlightened. So I get that, but I also have to agree with Stars Aeneas that when, whatever we give, and that's why it's really important to show gratitude, even for those things which have not yet, which again goes back to universal law. So you act in a sense of gratitude. Like, for example, now this, again, I'm not trying to in any way, shape, or form convert anyone. I'm just using my own personal belief system, just like Stars Aeneas used a story of his. So I don't want anyone to think that I'm not open to all religions because are all beliefs and ways of thinking. But for me, for example, I pray and I pray to the Christian God. And in my prayers, I don't just pray for what I've received. I pray for the abundance and the blessings that are going to be bestowed upon me. So I pray in faith, which we both discussed how important faith is. And I also pray with a sense of gratitude. And I'm not talking about, oh, I know you're going to park that Mercedes SL or whatever it is in my driveway. We don't pray for that. We pray more for a state of being and that our needs are met. And so I feel that having a strong sense of gratitude for what is yet to be received pulls, you know, that there goes the polarity and that magnet. It pulls that into you as opposed to sending the good away, which, you know, for those of you that are struggling, you know, financially, this is a very difficult time, especially if you're in the U.S. So with faith and like Starzania said, we can change our way of thinking. I'm not suggesting it's easy, especially if we've gotten to the pattern, you know. But if you think about it, if you wake up and you stub your toe and you say to yourself, okay, this day I'm going to have a terrible day, you probably are. If you wake up and say, and look at your toe and say, well, that sucks, but I'm not letting anything else bad happen, and start whistling Dixie, you're going to have a great day.
Yep.
So
we
are what we think.
Yep.
So anyway, what else did you want to add? There's a couple things that I do want to share that my guides have. This is something they taught me a long time ago, but I want to hear from you, Starzania.
No, please go ahead. Please go ahead. I'll elaborate towards the end of the program or whenever.
Okay. Well, thank you. What a gentleman. I appreciate it. Okay, so I'd like to talk a little bit about universal laws and how they transcend and how the energy, you know, we talked about its energy. We talked, which also there is a vibration, and there's a constant vibration, and that's kind of what we send out. It's all over. So when we're specifically dealing with love and relationships, one of what I feel is one of the strongest rules, the relationship must always come before the person. And this is why there are so many people that are battling these difficult relationships. You know, the other person is not calling, or, you know, there's whatever difficulties going on, and there's no harmony, none whatsoever. I mean, they're either fighting or they're back and forth. Well, that's because they are putting, or we have the person, males do this, but it's primarily females, that attach themselves to this one person, and regardless of what this male or, you know, or sometimes a female, whatever this other person, regardless of their actions, they could be out of their life for 5 years, but they're hanging on. And that's because they're not seeing and they're not realizing that the relationship is a separate entity, and universal law, what my guide is, the relationship must always come before the person. So if you think about that, and you think about universal law, creator, divine, source, whatever you want to use, greater being, that higher power wants us to be happy. We were put on earth, I believe, to pursue happiness, obviously to pursue it without harm to others. But that's why we were here. And you're not going to be able to move past those relationships or get out of those relationships if you don't keep, you know, certain things in mind, and if you don't ask yourself, okay, I've been with this person for 2 years, how much have they put the relationship first? And it's not just about cheating. It's about little everyday things. The relationship must come before the person. That's something that I adhere to very strongly, and that, you know, I don't think you'll find that on the Internet. Perhaps you will. But that's something that my guides have always taught me, and I've shared that with my clients, and it has helped them to break free of unstable or dysfunctional relationships. So, Starzania, go ahead now.
You know, that's interesting. And when you were saying that, I was just thinking, and I tell so many people this, excuse me, I tell so many people this, you know, they'll say, my girlfriend, my boyfriend, my mother, my brother, does this, that, and this, and, you know, what can I take, they don't even ask what they can take from it. They ask how they can change it. And I tell them that to interfere in someone else's life path is wrong. You have to, and it really helps people when I tell them this, you have to allow other people, just as you were saying, in a relationship, pursue their path, their own path, to try to interrupt it, to try to correct it, to try to bend them isn't fair, and that's taking away their free will. So when it comes to relationships, I believe we should nurture relationships, and yes, the relationship should come first. But when we find ourselves in a bad relationship, and this can be 20 years into a relationship, we have to understand that sometimes that person now has moved on to their path. And we as advisors really can help you see a little more clearly of where this situation might be going, but to ask what you can do to change their will, to alter that relationship, is just not wrong, not right. So when you say, you know, get up in the morning in a bad mood or get up on the wrong side of the bed and stub your toe, it's the same thing with a relationship. How am I going to work this, and how am I going to bring about the best in this? Because we've got to just also sometimes understand that things just can't be changed. And that comes back to the other person. We might have every great intention in our life to have a beautiful Hollywood relationship, and we know truly that can't be accomplished now. But then again, how many of our folks and the people we speak to, Maya, come in and say, hey, you know what? You are right. I started pursuing my own path, and or I kept on my path. I tried to do the best I could with this relationship. I allowed my partner to pursue their path. They worked on their end of the relationship, or they tried to. And guess what? Today we're back together after 3 months. It happens. So, yes, nurturing the relationship is very important. And it's very important about nurturing our spiritual relationship with our higher power. And, you know, it's interesting because I was also thinking earlier that, you know, all the great religions of the world all talk about Christianity, you sow what you reap. All the great religions talk about the basic law of karma, and that what we put out there, we bring back. And that's so true with relationships. What we put out there, we bring back. I mean, if you're being physically abused, sexually abused, that's straight wrong. But when relationships aren't working, we sometimes have to think of how are we thinking? How are we phrasing things to our partners? How can we do it differently? And when we look into our spirituality and we exercise our gifts, whatever they may be, of intuition, sometimes we find those answers in that little still small voice inside of us that says, you know what, I was wrong, and maybe next time I'll do it this way and improve my standing with this person.
I agree.
Relationships are tricky. They're tricky.
They are, and I agree with you that in some situations, first of all, I do agree that we cannot change another person's path or free will, and no one else. You know, I know that there's religions, cults out there that believe that they can light candles and dance hoop, 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 and they're going to make the person that doesn't love you, and I'm here to tell you that is not true. That goes against everything that universal and spiritual laws teach us, that if it's meant to be, and by that I mean harmoniously meant to be, not, oh, we're meant to be together, but he never calls me and I never see him. That's not. So there are, though, relationships where a lot of times it's a past issue that was never resolved and can't be let go of. And if you follow, you know, our thoughts are actually everything we think is energy, and that's submitted to the universe. And if you can treat your partner and the relationship, more so even the relationship, the same way that you have a connection, a spiritual connection, then I believe that some couples can work through, just like you said, there may be a short break. But the other thing I wanted to mention that I think is really important is understanding, I call it a state of grace or universal understanding. And one thing as humans, that one of our downfalls is that we continually think if we can seek the answer, then we can find peace. And actually, that could not be further from the truth. It's that our state of being is what releases us from whatever is it's got its claws into us, if it's a relationship, if it's a work situation, whatever. So, you know, I get a lot of clients, well, why did he do this? Well, or why did she do that? Well, why isn't she doing this? Well, why isn't he doing that? And if I just understood, I would be okay. I know we, as humans, we tend to think in that box, but actually getting the answers. For example, if I were to have a client say that to me, and my response was, well, he did it because he was just using you, and he's actually in love with someone else and getting ready to get married. Now, let's be real here. That client's not going to feel any better for knowing that information. So instead, I go with finding a state of grace is being able to accept what you cannot change, and in your heart you have peace and you have the faith and you work, just like you said, on your own, making things better. And then at a future time, if it so happens that those paths cross again, you may get another opportunity with that person, and it will be so much better because of the fact that you've changed, because the only person we can change is ourselves. We cannot change anyone else. Now, sometimes, you know, we have reaction, reactivity, action, reaction. So there are times when we may take certain steps that do cause a reaction in that person. But I'm very strong with my clients about, you know, they say, well, I'm going to break up, or I'm going to friend them on Facebook. Playing games is not what it's about.
No.
It's got to be the truest of intentions that you are saying to yourself, okay, you know, I'm going to take a state of grace. I'm going to accept this. I'm going to move on, and I'm going to let go. Another thing that I talk about with my clients is letting that person live in their own reality. And this is a situation where the person is not committed to the relationship, but they're not giving it up yet. So I really feel that a lot of it has to do in universal law. Much of it has to do with our state of mind. We reap what we sow. We are what we think. And the relationship, regardless, it doesn't have to be a romantic relationship, must come before the person. So we should not idolize one person and bank all of our happiness. Because if you really think about it, a person doesn't make us happy. It's that relationship that we have with them. Does that make sense to you, Stars and Eos?
Yeah, it does. It does, and I think that goes back to, well, first of all, the two things I got from what you just said were, number one, that goes back to we can't alter someone else's free will, and it's not fair to. And number two, when we look at other people and we might see a fault in our partner or our friend or our boss, sometimes that's the best time to go back and look inside ourselves and decide, what do I see in that person that I don't like, and is that a trait that I have in myself that I don't like? And let's work on ourselves instead of trying to work on the partner, the boss, the friends. And, you know, as soon as we stop giving up trying to change others, I think we start finding happiness, because you know what? We change ourselves, and we enlighten ourselves, and we bring us into an understanding of the human condition. And we start understanding why that partner reacts that way. And when sometimes you ever like maybe say a crossword to somebody and go back and say, wow, I can't believe I said that. And what effect did it have? What did it put out there? How did it alter that person? Generally, they're not going to like you anymore for it, you know? So, you know, let's talk to our partners in a positive way. And I'm not talking, I mean, again, I'm going to say I'm not talking abusive relationships. I mean, they're just flat out wrong. But I'm talking about the relationship where the wife says he never talks. I don't know what he's thinking. You know, it's a two-way street. Maybe we talk too much sometimes, and we don't listen enough, right? And I think you and I as advisors have learned the skill of listening and picking out the pieces of what someone is saying and where they're going. And I think that comes with our intuition, right, Maya? Where we can kind of like see where someone's going with this and perhaps, you know, what the next event might be. Because, you know, it's like you talked about reactions. Everything is, it has a reaction. Whatever you do, it has a reaction. Whether you say it, whether by word or deed, we create a reaction. We are going to get a reaction back for what we've said, what we've done, good or bad. So don't you think, Maya, that it's all about a universal circle? What goes around comes around, I mean, you know.
Right,
about her,
yeah. That, no, I do.
Yeah.
I mean, and I think if more people were aware and really utilized, I see this as these universal laws and spiritual laws. These to me are these, it's like if you went out in your backyard and you had the lawnmower, the trimmer, you had every tool that you could imagine to get your yard done. You had the brush hogger, you had the tree cutter, everything. That's to me what universal law and spiritual law can offer. It gives us the tools, if we implement those and we're willing to make, I believe, too, that, you know, when we're going with action versus reaction, you know, also there's always usually a sacrifice when we do start out on our own journey, when we finally break free of ego, which is the external self, and we go from the spiritual or core being self. When we go, when we first start that path, of course, our creator, or God, or our source is always there. But a lot of people are not going to be there, and that's, we have to be willing to do that alone. And mostly we have to be willing to do that when we see that, you know, like you said, the wife beating, you know, cheating comes up a lot. That's very subjective. And if you can truly forgive, which I do feel that forgiveness is important in universal law, if you can forgive that, power to you. There's nothing wrong with that. It's your call. But you're never going to maintain a happy relationship if you're holding grudges or you're not truly forgiving, because you're always going to be caught in that past, and it's a vicious circle. But, yes, I feel we are all interconnected and that we are connected with all living beings, and I feel that everything pretty much has some type of energy, even a rock, even if it's not a crystal or a gemstone, it does carry the energy. So, yeah, I think we actually agree. Now, I wanted to ask you, Stars and Yes, what do you think about gender in this world, again, from a spiritual and universal law? What is your take on that? I'm just curious.
Gender? Wow, that's a whole nother subject, man. I would have to save that for another time, because that gets into some of my beliefs in reincarnation and what we come back as and why we left that way and why we come back this way, be it of the same gender, be it of a different gender. Maybe you could clarify your question a little. What do I think of gender?
Okay. Let me put it this way. I believe that within everything, every living being, there is masculine and feminine, that even though we may be inherently male or inherently female,
right.
So that, and when we think of that, I believe that is a spiritual law that we have to remember. So maybe I posed it differently.
Yes.
Now, posing it that way, does it make more sense?
Yes. Well, that's been the teachings of the world religions, the yin and yang principle. You know, we all embody traits. Unfortunately, we live in a world today where we pin masculine and feminine on traits. It's either a masculine trait, it's a feminine trait. I choose not to look at it that way. I choose to also believe that we embody traits of femininity, traits of masculinity, and hopefully we're able to work those traits together to make ourselves a better person Some might say that, aggressiveness has always been considered a male trait, but if we can combine that aggressiveness, which is not necessarily a bad trait, more people should be a little bit more aggressive in their dealings in life and not get walked all over. I certainly don't believe in being walked all over. If we can combine that so-called masculine trait with what people would say is a feminine trait of compassion and caring, we can balance it out. So you're pulling on both types of traits. But, you know, it's interesting because I think in our world today, especially here in the U.S., we are so enraptured with what is masculine, what is feminine. Men shouldn't, in high school, the boys that wanted to cook and didn't want to play ball, or the girls that wanted to play football, all of a sudden we've just blown it out of the water by assigning, she's a tomboy, he's a sissy. No, I don't believe, I don't think assigning a, but yes, there is a polarity. There is a polarity in masculine and feminine, yin and yang. We all have it. We all embody certain. And many times a trait will come out that was part of our, at least in my belief, that was part of a past life.
Right. I agree. And we, like you said, I think that is, we've talked about it before, but I think it's a subject that, could be revisited, because I can tell that we both have a lot to say on that, as far as genders and karma and, the continuation, souls coming back to Earth for a myriad of reasons and gender. What I'm more thinking about is that a lot of people are not able, because society is very judgmental. I agree with you. And even though we have a lot of new accepting laws, like when it comes to gays and lesbians, and I am open to all people and all ways of loving, so I don't mark those people as being any different. I see everything as love. If it's love, it's love. It doesn't matter who it is. But my point that I hopefully I didn't lose it, is that when you have a person and let's take a man. Okay, you were talking about you remembered back a time. Well, I can remember when I was in fifth grade and the girls were not allowed to wear pants to school unless they wore these legging pants with a dress over it. And in Chicago, this would be like 20 degrees below zero. I mean, now that's just absolutely ridiculous. So it was very gender biased. We all know there was a ceiling that's finally been broken for women. We've got senators, Congress. It looks like we have one going to vie for the Democratic Party. I'm not going to give out my political views. But for those people that are able to embrace their feminine and masculine side equally and be aware of them and share that with the universe, those tend to be the most harmonious people that live in harmony. And again, remember, whatever we are is what we attract, which is why if you are coming out of a bad relationship again or a bad divorce or a bad situation, you really need time to heal so that you don't make that same mistake and so that you find that state of grace. Now let's check with Stars Cast and see where we're at with callers.
Okay, here I am. You could kind of wrap it up. I mean, we're going to end up going over the hour because I do have four callers right now. Maybe wrap it up, and then we'll take our first one.
Okay, so this is Stars Maya, and I want to thank you all for listening, and we'll be taking your calls. And we may get on this subject again, but remember, you're always welcome to come for a reading to Stars Aeneas, myself, or any of the other amazing experts. So we'll let Stars Aeneas say his goodbye, and then we'll move on to take callers.
Well, in parting, I just want to tell our listening audience that when we find confusion in our life, when our relationships don't seem to be going where we wanted to, let's just try to, as a person, bring it back to yourself, take all that scattered energy and focus it, and work on yourself. Easier said than done, but I promise the listeners that it does work. It's worked for me, and it's worked for Maya. And my blessings to all the listeners. I'm ready for some calls. How about you, Maya?
Okay, and I have a caller for you. We're going to start with you first, Stars Aeneas. And I want to tell everybody that is listening, you know, we're still offering the 5 free minutes. That's a $10 value at STARZ, like in zebra, psychics.com. Go there. We have some, and Stars Aeneas and Stars Maya are going to be excited. Tony and I tested the final audio. So it's only been 2 years, but it's going to be very nice, very neat package. Yeah, it's going to be wonderful. So we'll be, hopefully by next week when we talk again, I'll have a big announcement that it is live. Go over there, talk to your advisor, get some good stuff, because it's always fun to talk to the advisor. Everybody likes to talk to me. They like to hear my voice. So, and I know I'm just sitting here, and I have to take a minute and thank both of you for doing such a fantastic job. I mean, between calls and all of that and going into the chat room back and forth, I thoroughly enjoyed the talk, and we have a lot of people sitting in the chat room. So before I forget, I'm going to thank Stars Psychic Priestess Candy, Stars Judy Noah, Stars Joshua, and I think those are my stars that are in there right now, but there's a lot of people sitting in there. It looks like a really nice room, and everybody seems to be happy. So, Stars Aeneas, are you ready for the first caller?
I sure am. Hi, first caller.
Okay, let me connect her. Her name is Rachel.
Hi, Rachel.
Hi,
Rachel. Go ahead and ask Stars Aeneas your one question, okay?
Okay, my question has to do with employment. I'd like to know if you see some opportunities coming up for me this year.
Well, I'm seeing that right now the last opportunity you had has been settled. It's done. There's no more to say about that, maybe your last job. As for a coming job, yeah, you're going to have victory this year. I see you are going to have victory this year. You have the Six of Wands here, the card of victory, so you're going to be fine, Rachel.
Do you see what month that might be happening?
Not doing this short reading like this, but I can tell you very soon you will have victory.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, Rachel.
And Rachel, go over to the site and get your 5 free minutes. Oh, we lost Rachel. Okay, let's take our next caller, and the next one is for you, Stars Maya, and her name is Charlotte. Isn't that a pretty name? Okay, let me connect Charlotte. Charlotte, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hello. Okay, you can ask Stars Maya your one question. You're live on the air.
Okay, I was wondering, is my book going to get published this year?
Okay, Charlotte, right?
Correct.
What I'm seeing, Charlotte, is that there's a lot of red tape involved in this, and I think it's going to take a little longer. I am feeling like it's going to go through this year, but it might be longer than what you had hoped for. But my guides are telling me for you not to worry about the timing. Just did you hear our show?
Yes.
Okay. This is a perfect opportunity to, you know, pat yourself on the back and say, my book has been published, because in reality, it is going to be published. And I do feel it'll be this year. I just don't think it's going to be in the next few months. I think there's going to be some changes, some rewriting, some red tape. But I wish you all the best, Charlotte, with that. Good luck with that. And I'm sure it'll come through this year. That I'm positive about. I thank you very much for your call.
Okay, thank you very much. Have a nice day.
And don't forget, Charlotte, go get your 3 minutes over there at the site, and all you have to do is create an account. You just do a little simple survey about how the site looks and all of that, and 5 minutes is added for you, and you can try 5 minutes, which is a value of $10. Go try it, okay?
Okay, thank you very much. You guys have a nice
Thank
day.
You. Have a good evening.
You too. Bye.
Okay, moving right along. Okay, Stars Aeneas, I have Alexander on the line right now.
Hi, Alexander.
Go ahead.
Go ahead,
Alexander. You've got Stars Aeneas. Go ahead and ask your one question.
I got a question. This is about my career as far as in writing songs, performing, writing a book. Where do you see that going?
Nat, I'm sorry, Alexander. You write songs?
Right, perform. Where do you see that going?
Where is your songwriting career going?
Yeah, the performance.
Oh. Fair enough. Fair enough. Good question. I noticed we're getting a lot of career questions tonight. That's a welcome change. Songwriting here for Alexander. Alexander, you have someone's attention right now. Someone is paying attention to you.
Okay.
Someone out there is paying attention to you, is paying attention to your music and your skills.
Mm.
Right now, it's very important for you to develop yourself, develop your music, and within this year, you'll come into a celebration of some sort. So, Alexander, hang with it. Someone's paying attention out there, and look for that celebration.
Thanks.
And please join us on the, you know, for your five free minutes.
Weird. How do I do that?
Sign on to our site and click register and join up, and you'll get your minutes.
Thanks.
I believe
click
that's
on the
correct,
five
right?
free minutes. Excuse me. Click on the five free minutes, Alexander. It'll ask you to create an account. Once you create your – we lost him, so – oh, well. Okay. Well, we tried, right? Okay,
no,
we have
listening.
One more caller, and we're really running close to the time. This is really good. Stars Maya, I have Lisa on the phone for you.
Alicia?
Lisa. Go ahead, Lisa. Ask your one question.
Hello.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good, thank you. I'm calling in regards to work. I now work part-time, and I would like to know if something full-time and something better is coming along.
Yeah, I feel like you've been through the ringer. I'm getting a 2, so I'm going to say that's probably 2 years where your career has just not gone where it needed to go.
Yeah.
And you it's like you're just not getting a break. So I'm going to suggest that you do a lot of positive thinking. But
okay.
My guides say if you stay active, and they're showing me some type of an agency that places people. Have you recently joined an agency?
No, which I think is something that I'm going to do.
You need to do that because that came so strongly as going to be, they're going to understand your abilities, your mm-hmm. assets to the company, and they and the employer pays it, so it's not going to cost you. But I definitely feel, Lisa, that you're going to get full-time work, but you're going to need to broaden your horizons, and that would be the best way to do it. If you do that, I think you'll have something within even the next 6 weeks, I'm going to say.
Excellent. Excellent. Okay.
Very good. Very good.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much for the call, Lisa. God
thank
bless you.
Thank you.
Okay, well, we are at, I think we have like 6 minutes left here, 6 minutes and 53 seconds. So do you want to chat a bit more, give a little more info, tell a little bit how you do your readings? Stars Maya, you're a channel, you're a medium, rather, I should say. Stars Aeneas, you use tarot, but you also do clairvoyant stuff too, don't you? Tell
yes,
a little bit
I
about
do.
Yourself, what you do. We've got a lot of people in the room right now, so I would just say the kind of stuff that you do, that would be great.
Well,
Maya, go ahead,
you
start.
Oh, sure. I'm sorry, Maya. I thought they had come to me. Well, my guides, yes, I certainly do have spirit guides. When I read, I use the pendulum, and I am a conduit for the energy that I'm willing to receive on behalf of someone else, channel that energy, and produce answers. Anyone who's opened themselves up, such as Maya and myself have done, the more we do it, and I'm sure Maya will agree, the clearer those answers become. These clients that we just talked to, and I hope they're still listening, because I just want to tell them all of them, as Maya was reading and I was doing my very basic reading here, they all look great. All four of these folks are going to do all right.
Yeah.
Sometimes we make time our worst enemy. you know, pinning a time down is difficult. Maya and I, and I don't, well, I can't speak for Maya. I know for myself, I can give a genuality of when an occurrence might come. I mean, I can tell you, look, this isn't going to happen for a long time, or I can say, I see this coming very soon. Very soon can be 6 months from now. Who knows? I mean, time is irrelevant, right?
Yes,
Maya.
Yes, I would agree. Time is not the focus. The focus is the outcome. And there are times where I do get dates, but I have found that the universal influences right now, economic giving dates on getting a job. Now, I did give one person a six-week period because that came very strongly. So let me tell you a little bit about what I do. I am a medium, and I define being a medium with that I can contact the deceased loved ones, and they will usually step forward. Sometimes I'm in a reading, and someone steps forward, and I ask the client, you know, I just feel a male energy that you lost a step forward. Would you like me to go ahead, or would you prefer not to do that? But usually they will, because usually if spirit steps forward without being asked, they have a strong message to give. And I'm also clairvoyant. I am empathic. I'm a medical intuitive. So I say my guides because I feel that I was gifted at birth, and from a very early age, it was pretty obvious, you know, from the things that I would tell my parents when I was six. My father was a Baptist minister, and I would go tug on his shirt and say, you better put another pot of coffee on because Brother Smith's coming over. And, you know, like a half hour later, he would come over. But my parents were really supportive. They felt it was an angelic. It was definitely of the light. So I use my guides, but I agree with you. After doing it for so long, I don't really have to meditate to get answers. I don't have to say, dear guides, please help me. It's just the connection is so automatic now that, you know, I just let them know that my information comes from a higher source, that it's never my personal opinion. It's never a psychological evaluation. It's always spiritual. I'm connected to the spiritual. I'm plugged in. And like what you said, you know, I just receive, you know, things about that person, past and present, and then future is the same way. And what I do is read on the energies and focus and what all is going on to give them a description of the future. But we always have to remember, I feel like when we are doing a reading, and our clients especially need to be aware of, is that because we do have free will, no matter how good of a psychic you go to, there is always a chance for some change. Would you agree with that, Stars and Ants?
Oh, and you know, I think, Maya, that goes for the client that we don't deliver such good news to, and they become distraught. It's like, but you got to understand, you have the free will to change the outcome of this. And this is the beauty of folks coming to people like you and I, is that we can give them a little heads up. Yeah, this don't look so good right now, but guess what? You have a heads up. Go change it. And come back to me whenever and tell me you changed it and tell me the outcome then. Yes, absolutely. So when we tell someone, you know, well, maybe this job isn't for you, or maybe this boyfriend, girlfriend isn't the one, hey, you got a heads up. Work on it. Find somebody new. Look for a different career. Improve the relationship you have. You can always change. You can absolutely always change your future. I do not believe in the fulfilled destiny. No, I believe that we create. We are creators. We create our circumstances, and that goes back to working with energy.
Right. I agree. I see us as like water. If you look at water, if you try to dam it up, it finds a way around. Water can cut through stone. It can cut through almost any material. Craftsmen, what do they use? They use water, saws for tile. So that's how I see our flow, that you know, based on what the energy that we're getting, we can give an outcome. But it's always going to be up. Like sometimes people will ask me, you know, are she and I going to get married? And my reply to them is, that's a free will choice. I can tell you what I think the most likely outcome will be, but I cannot tell you what your free, you know, if it's something free will. Now, if somebody says, I just met this guy, what do you think of him? I can say, like you said, not getting the best vibes here. I think you need to be careful. But when it comes to, you know, or somebody says, you know, am I going to wear my yellow shirt tomorrow? I know that's funny, but.
That's a good way to put it.
You are if you pull it out of the closet and put it on, you're going to wear it. So there again, listeners, just remember that there's some questions that, again, irregardless of how we work or where we come from or what we ascribe to, there's some questions that cannot be answered because they are yet to be decided. And all we can do is pick up the energy and give our best reading, our session as far as how things look. So I think we're pretty much out of time, so I'm going to go to StarCast now.
Oh, yeah, we're winding it up now at 8 o'clock, and, we can always run over a little bit, but I think that this was a great show again, of course, always, and thanks to everybody in the room for participating, and, you know, next week it'll be the same thing, and I don't recall, are we talking about aliens next week, Stars Maya? I can't remember what's on the list, but something like that. I can't remember the total name of it, but you just look ahead. I'm going to post it tomorrow, and you'll be able to see what's on the agenda for next week, and thank you, Aeneas, Stars Aeneas, for coming. Always enjoy having you, Stars Maya. And I think, folks, this is going to be it. I'm going to send this off to I'm going to promote the episode and send it off to the Ozone there, and everybody can listen to it. And thank you again, guys. You guys are wonderful. I love you very, very much. I'm so thrilled and honored. It is I who is honored that all of you have chosen to come work for me because I didn't seek you out. You came to me, and that makes me feel super good. So we've got good things coming, scheduled readings. Tony changed the Emporium so that we have meta tags. We have SEO going. That's off in the search engine. So awesome stuff still to happen at Stars. And, again, everybody have a nice evening, and we will see you next week. Love you guys.
Thank
Bye.
You.
Love you.
Thank you, Maya.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye.